Here is the commentary for the Thrift Savings Plan assignment. Now, this assignment, folks, is a very good one, if I do say so myself, because it is the actual exercise that many, thousands, of federal employees in the military also have to do or should do when it comes to looking at their defined contribution plan called the Thrift Savings Plan. So let's read together. Defined contribution retirement plans such as 401ks, 403bs, there are dozens, but the big ones are the 401ks, and their many cousins are replacing the old traditional defined benefit pension plans. The plan where they would pay you a certain amount of money for the rest of your life, and it was their problem. They had to take care of the pension fund. They had to manage it. No, not anymore. The burden of funding and planning for retirement is more and more being placed squarely on the shoulders of employees. One of the most important decisions that an employee must make is how to allocate their 401k, 403b, etc., contributions. This exercise will give you much the same experience that thousands of federal employees face each year. How do I inform myself and how should I allocate my contributions to my Federal Thrift Savings Plan TSP account, the federal employees version of the 401k? So here are questions about the Thrift Savings Plan. First thing is, can you figure out the website? Okay. Just a simple search will find it, folks. And then there are five plans. Now, ignore the ELF funds when you do this first, the second problem, problem number two. And all the data's there, folks. It's all there. You can find it. It's on their website. Number three, are they actively managed or are they passively managed? And what is the popular name for a passively managed mutual fund? Now, you better understand this after you do the presentation. And a lot of people get this wrong, and I know that they didn't read the presentation or listen to it or watch it, because if they get this one wrong, ooh. And now, number four, I want you to take a look at the L funds, the so-called lifestyles funds, because these are more and more popular in 401k plans, and there's reasons that we discuss in the presentation. Number five, one of the funds is called the small fund, the small capitalization fund, the S fund. And there's a problem. That's not a really good name for it. And I want you to try to figure out why. I want you to take a look. And the questions here on number five will lead you in the direction. And I want you to see if this is really an accurate name. And then number six is entirely up to you. Say you're making 40 grand a year, you're 32 years old, how much would you contribute and where would you put it? Okay? I hope you enjoy this presentation because this is a real live situation, certainly for federal employees, and it will also be somewhat similar to those of you who go work out in the private sector and have a 401k. One of the nice things I like about the Thrift Savings Plan is that there are only a few choices. It turns out that when there are dozens and dozens and dozens of choices, as there are with some of these 401k plans, people have a harder time making the decision. So fewer choices is actually a better way to go, I believe, in my opinion. Other people say, no, you want to give the employees as many choices as possible. But as it turns out, the research shows that then the employees get completely overwhelmed. They don't know what to do, and a lot of them don't do anything because they don't know where to put their money. So have fun with this. Hope you enjoy it. See ya.